Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for being here as always. I put this in my stories on my Instagram, but not the feed. If you've rated this podcast on Spotify or reviewed on Apple Podcasts, I would love a written review on Apple. You can't do that on Spotify. DM me and I will give you a t-shirt. I'll give you a podcast t-shirt. I'm ordering a bunch next month. I'll totally give you one. If you've already done that, let me know and I'll give you one. So free, just give you a t-shirt. All right. Just DM me your size. That's it. We're basically going off the honor system here. I can't really, you know, unless you leave a written review on Apple Podcasts, I really can't tell who reviewed. But I'll just add up the numbers. If I get four different reviews and four people reach out to me, I guess that kind of makes sense, right? So just do that. Just a little incentive, you know? Again, I know people don't rate and review. I've had people that listen to this podcast for 3 years and they just now rated and reviewed it. So I get it. Just a little incentive. That's it. That's all. Today it is Thursday night. I did the Ann Arbor showcase. I'm with Brad Wenzel and Johnny Mockney this weekend. Did the Thursday show. So fun, super fun. Had to take off after my set because I gotta get up really early tomorrow for work. So, but I'll see Brad tomorrow and I'll see him Saturday. But what a great crowd. Small crowd tonight, but really, they were really into it. So everyone killed. Brett Hayden did a guest spot. Everyone had a great set. So, and then when I went to leave, Brad was killing. So, you know, not much up top this week. We're just going to get right into the episode. I felt like I talked for 10 minutes on the last episode up front. That's enough. This week, we got Jackie Marpa and Garrett Elzinga, Grand Rapids comedians. They're also a couple, just funny people. Garrett's been around for a long time. Jackie kind of has too. And I've just really adored both of these people. And they're just really funny people, really kind people. And I've known Garrett especially for a long time. Yeah, I think I've known Jackie since she started too. You know, I think she's been around for a while at this point, 7-8 years maybe. We just had a fun conversation, a lot of jokes. You know, I told you we're going to start doing these three comic podcasts at the end of the month. One episode at the end of the month. And this one's over Zoom, obviously. They're Grand Rapids. So we did it over Zoom. Sounds good for the most part. Couple hiccups, but that's just the internet connection. But overall, I think it sounds good enough. And shout out to Alex Myers. He reached out to me a while back and was like, hey, man, because I told him, I was like, you know, Zoom stinks because you got to take a 10-minute break. And he reached out to me. He's very sweet. And he was like, you know, if you download OBS, I think that's what it's called, right? I'm pretty sure. You don't have to do that. And I was like, thanks, Alex. And I felt like I would have took him up on that if I was doing these over Zoom all of the time. But I rarely do podcasts over Zoom now. And I'm stubborn, Alex. I'm stubborn. I don't want to learn new things. Do you understand? But it's just been very helpful. I really appreciate Alex. Shout out to Alex Myers, man. What a cool guy. That's it. Just I hope you enjoy this episode with Garrett Elzinga and Jackie Marpa. Jackie, I haven't seen you in a while. How are you doing? Everything's good. You look like you said, grandpa. You look like a mom right now. I like the glasses.
No. thank you. Yeah, dude. I've just been doing it one day at a time.
Are you taking like a step back from stand up right now?
Oh no, I'm like aggressive with it actually right now.
Because you said you were at Sketchfest recently, right?
Yeah, I got to do Sketchfest the beginning of the year. So that was just like really cool to cross off like a comedy bucket list for me. And then like I'll just get in these shows and they'll give me like, you know, like a boost of confidence that I just like won't get in a while. And then from that show, like I feel like I get on a manic state and be like, okay, let me sign up for a new one, I just get like ambitious with it, I guess. But yeah.
Do you think that's the difference between Garrett, you can chime in on this. Do you think that's the difference between smart audiences and some Michigan audiences? Like performing at Sketchfest and enjoying yourself, you know?
No, you're so, I think it's funny. You think my audiences are smart.
Well, you
think smart audiences will like, well, you find don't my write, comedy.
You write smart, dark stuff. Wouldn't you agree, Garrett?
I would. Yeah. I think you're selling yourself short.
Yeah.
Jackie. But you are smart. I think all three of us do. And it's annoying when you perform in front of the same audiences and they stare at you like you're an idiot. And then you go to a different state or a different city. And then they're like, oh, my God, the second coming of Christ. And you're like, OK, so I have been good the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is nothing quite like going to a different crowd and that gets you, and then just like getting applause breaks for jokes that you get stared at.
Do you know what a good example of that is? Have any of you guys done don't tell shows yet?
No, long story. No, I have not.
Okay. Well, I think I know that story. We shall not get into it.
I think like the difference, sorry, I'm going to go back to like the audiences, your question about Michigan and like Sketchfest and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think the difference is that like the shows that I've done in Michigan, majority of them are like open mics, or people aren't really like going to see a comedy show.
Yeah.
Whereas like the shows I got to do like outside of Michigan, fortunately for me, like people actually want to go see comedy. Like everyone understood that, everyone who bought tickets are like down to laugh, where like here, I think we have shows that like people who think they want to go to a comedy show, but they actually want the attention of them, or they just use it as like, well, that's something to do with friends, or that's something to do with family.
Right.
But yeah, I think that's the difference.
Garrett, what do you think?
Yeah, I would agree.
I end this crowds relationship right now.
Yeah, no, dinner for you.
This is the podcast that's going to do it. I don't know. I think comedy is changing, and I think the bubble's going to burst because of social media and how all these reels keep coming out of, you know, people talking to crowd members. And it's like, if you're good at it, by the way,
which you edit those, which is so funny, but go ahead.
Which I do, mm-hmm. But they're the ones that I've done have been like jokes mostly. And the thing too is like, if it's good crowd work, because I do a lot of stuff for Erica Rhodes, and then she'll be like, is this anything? And I'll be honest, I'll be like, I think if we cut this part here or move this, you know, around, or you know, this one might not be, we could do another one, that kind of thing. But like some people, I'm just like, this is garbage. Just garbage.
People that send you reels, you mean? Or just people, no, the what reels you're watching? Oh my God, that would be so funny.
Yeah, no, the ones that are like, I see all the time, I'm like, oh, because, you know, you scroll through, and like being a comic, it's just constant. And you're like, oh, this is terrible. Please stop doing this. People are just flooding the zone with shit. And I'm like, that's what it was supposed to be at the beginning, because everyone's like getting into, you know, putting reels out. But now it's like everyone's flooding the zone with shit, so you have to rise above it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, they're just not doing that.
Yeah, there is something too. And I do believe this. I don't know how the algorithm works per se, but I do feel like, look, there is really bad stuff that catches on, but I don't think that happens with stand-up comedy too much. I think if it's legitimately good, it will catch on because people will like it. You'll get more clicks, more watches, and that carries over. But I've seen comics that I respect that I think are funny that put up stuff that's just not great and it doesn't catch. And it's like, well, even, yeah. Or like open micers that are just, they just want that one reel to get them 1,000 followers or 2,000 mm-hmm. followers. And it's like, you're at an open mic, which is a weird place to even do a reel. Like, make sure it's a professional yeah. show. And I'm with you on the bit thing. Make sure it's a bit. Like, crowd work is great.
But not in an open mic.
No, no, not at all.
It's a skill that you should have in your toolbox, but it's not something that you should like, well, I don't have any jokes tonight and I'm doing 7 minutes, so I'm just going to mm-hmm. do crowd work. Oh my God, stay home.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's, I love
this podcast is going to get me canceled.
No, that would have happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
I love the fact that all three of us are joke people. Like, we love jokes. Like, mm-hmm. focus on the writing of jokes, right? That's why we get into this. Like great crowd work is great, but it's also like, I don't know. There's also just really bad, lazy crowd work. It's just, there's lazy jokes too. Don't get me wrong, but at least I feel mm-hmm. like the lazy jokes are kind of trying a little bit. Does that make sense? Like yeah. a little bit. They're writing something yep. down, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
My favorite is when someone's like, oh, what do you do for a living? And the person's like a doctor, and they're like, that's boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So don't put it up. don't put that clip up, idiot.
Also, don't ask. Go ahead, Jackie.
I don't like it with I guess like the live show aspect of it, when they engage in crowd work and they ask questions that the crowd, like that the show has already addressed. Mm-hmm. Like it's a dead giveaway that like you're not paying attention to the show. You should be watching the show.
It's exactly why you should be watching the show. Absolutely.
Yes. If you're doing crowd work too, like, isn't that more like more reason to watch the entire show?
Yes.
The first show I saw at a comedy club, which is at Grins, was Moshe Kasher. Mm. And Moshe Kasher, at least at that time, I don't know how he does it now, but like every time he does crowd work, he ends up like tying everything together. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was like really cool. So I don't know. I think that's how crowd work should be. It's like, it's funny when like everyone is like in the same room with you in terms of like, you're aware what was happening the entire time the show started.
Yeah. There's a way to do crowd work, you know? Jeff Arcuri, right? You guys know Jeff, right?
Yes, I love his stuff.
I love his crap. I love it.
I, you know, I'll be honest with you. I hate that I love it, but I do. I love it. You know, I had a comic friend text me like 2 weeks ago that was like, do you know that he has his own subreddit? And I didn't really know what that meant because I'm not on Reddit. And she goes, that's a huge deal. And I was like,
it is a huge,
and I'm so happy for him, but it's really funny when it's like, you know, your friend's good and famous, and then your other friends are also reminding you that he's still famous. It's like, I know, I get it. You know, I understand. It's like me calling Garrett and be like, talking about a comic that's been on TV. Did you know that he's got this credit and that credit? You know, I know he's doing well. He's selling out theaters. You don't have to tell me. You know,
love it. When is one of these texts going to be about me?
I know, dude. I texted him jokingly a couple weeks ago. I said, when do you lose this number? When does that happen?
And he didn't text back.
He did text back, but it was short. It was short enough to make me think, Garrett, like, oh, I see what's happening.
Six more months.
When we did the theater show, when I opened for him at Majestic Theater last year, he had a couple baddies in backstage with him. And I was like, oh, this is... We got a rock star on our hands, this guy over here, you know?
Wow.
Good for him, man. We all know if I was famous, I would totally deny all that. Anyways, go ahead.
It's funny. I commented on one of his videos because it was like, it was crowd work that went into a joke and it sounded so unprepared, but like, it was like a joke with a setup, a punchline and tags. And I was like, brilliant. And I commented and yeah. I got like 1,000 likes on that comment. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even post the video. I felt great about the comment.
It's really funny. Yeah. That's how well he's doing.
Social media is terrible.
You were addicted to commenting. I've been doing a bad thing where I never go after trolls in Instagram comments or YouTube comments, but I have been doing that lately. And I'm like, all right, this can't be something I start doing all of a sudden. You know what I mean? Like, this is not good for me. You know, like, I should sit down and write a joke. What am I doing? You know,
I followed my New Year's resolution so far. My New Year's resolution this year was to not get into any internet fights.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments? I just don't.
Was that a?
Oh, I just don't. Yeah, I don't engage with any of it.
I was going to say, was that a New Year's resolution or was it a Jackie Marpa ultimatum?
No, it was a New Year's resolution. I could just see me like having conversations with her. I'm like, this idiot said this online. And it's like, just think about how you ended that sentence. You said online. That's not a real, that's not a thing.
I think it's only like, it's only fun and you could exploit it as an opportunity to like strengthen your like roasting skills or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's only fun when you can separate yourself like from the online of it all.
Yeah.
Like if you're not like taking it personally or like actually getting like high blood pressure off like from it, like from the interactions, like I think it's like a valuable skill to build on, just like knowing how to deal like with low lifers or like people who just have nothing else to do, so they're commenting bullshit all day. Like I think like when you're growing up in a toxic environment, right, like you have to have like a thick skin, and generally those kids, like those classmates, are like the funny classmates.
Mm-hmm.
and then like as you get older, you're removing yourself from like those systems that like hurt you, so you become like a softer person. Now you lose your thick skin and your like razor sharp wit or whatever, like when it comes to like insulting people, I guess. So yeah, I think like dealing with trolls, it is good to log off, but I also think, you know what, lean into it.
I went out, there was a guy I watched, I'm like a huge basketball fan. And like a week ago, this basketball player, she's from Iowa. She got drafted and she didn't expect her to get drafted. And someone that was a fan was like, it's not Caitlin Clark, but it's a teammate of hers. Caitlin Clark with number one.
Okay.
It's Kate Martin, who's a teammate of hers that went to the draft to support Caitlin Clark and got chosen in the draft. Right. And was really excited. Yeah, it was awesome. And she didn't score. She only averaged like some lady commented. She goes, I'm so happy, if she deserves it. And then some dude fucking posted her stats, which is like 8 points a game, 4 assists, like not crazy stats. And then goes, yeah, okay. But if you watched Iowa games, I was going after this guy. I was like, she was the glue. Like she held that team together. It was more than just a stat sheet, you know?
It's a team sport.
Yeah. And then the guy goes, she's trash. And then I went on his Facebook just to check, and it said divorce. And then I responded, I can't believe you're divorced. And and he goes, yeah, life sometimes happens. Anyways, let's stick to the subject. She is trash. And I go, well, you seem to be handling it pretty well. And I'm just like, it's just like, well, I don't know why I even engage. I'm not going to change this person. It's like, you're not going to change someone's mind online. It rarely ever happens that someone goes, you know what? You're correct. No one does that.
Mm-hmm. I have a joke about that I've been doing. It's like, you're not going to convince a profile picture that is a Camaro that you're correct. But yeah, that's the thing, is I was going to say that. It's like, I'm not defending myself. It's always me like defending Taylor Swift or Beyonce or the new Mortal Kombat game. I'm like, dude, none of this shit affects me and no one will care about what I have to say about it.
And anytime you defend a woman, God forbid, some guy would be like, she's not going to suck your dick, bro. It's like that. All right.
She's not
going to meet this person.
Yeah. It's like, why are you shitting on the, I don't understand. Yeah. And then it's the same person that you'll shit on Donald Trump. And they'll be like, no, my leader, my Third Reich. Sure. And you're like, oh my God, man. Yeah.
It's well, wild. We don't get political anymore because I found out I have a lot of Trump listeners. So,
oh, you do?
No, I do not. No. That's a joke.
There are a lot in Michigan.
He just logs off the podcast. It's just me and Jack, you know?
Okay, bye.
All right. Do we only have the QAnon listeners now? The truthers or whatever you, I don't know what you call.
You guys, I wanted to get to, I saw that Garrett, you opened up for Nikki Glaser. That's fucking awesome, dude. At a theater. What was the theater? Go ahead.
It was amazing. It was an amazing experience. 10 minutes. I knew exactly what jokes I was going to do. I riffed a little bit up top. Still did the 10. Got the light. Bing, bang, boom. was my little attitude self, because I have a joke about how I still wear a mask, and then someone booed and I said boo fuck you or whatever it was, and the crowd like ate it up. It was great. It was amazing.
That's awesome. How many people does that place hold?
I knew before and then I totally forgot. God, how many is it? Jackie, do you remember? You were there.
Oh God, no. I'm the wrong person to ask when it comes to like population, like sizes or estimating crowds and stuff.
I'm so bad at it. I don't know. Like, I think it was like, it was over, it had to be over 1,000.
And what you broke up, you broke up when you said it. What was the place called again?
It was like GLC at 20 Monroe Live.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In Grand Rapids. So
that's a good feather in the cap though, to open for her.
Yeah, it was great. I'm out of the blue. I think it was on a Tuesday. She's like, can you open for me on Friday? And I'm like, 100%. Yes.
That's awesome. That, did you guys work together at Grins? Is that how she knew you and stuff?
Yeah. And that was, I don't know, almost 10 years ago. She just remembered like, oh, Garrett's in Grand Rapids.
That's awesome.
So
pays to be the, I mean, you weren't MCing then for the club, right? I was about to say pays to be the MC for the club, but I don't think you were.
No, that I was.
Were you?
I was. Yeah, it was 20. I think it was 2017, which means I was still drinking. So I was even good as a drunk, everybody.
Yeah. I remember, do you remember this? Not to get all crazy or anything, but I remember last time I think I was in Grand Rapids, maybe a while back, me and you hung out. I went to Grins. This was before everything shut down. This is pre-pandemic. And you were so hammered. This is why you're drinking. And you wanted to drive. And I had to like literally wrestle you off me to drive.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not letting you drive. Dude. Yeah.
Zoink,
I don't remember. That's the reason I quit. Because I was so confident.
I'm glad you did. I was so mad at you. I just never told you. I was like, all right, I'll just. He's drunk. What am I going to. You want to argue with Garrett sober? Definitely not going to argue with him drunk. You know what I mean?
That's hilarious. I quit. So
good for you.
It's been 6 years, over 6 years now. So
that's great. Wow. By the way, you look trim. I clicked on your profile picture on Facebook before this. You're looking pretty svelte.
That was from 2018.
Could have just lied.
I'm trying to get down to that goal weight. I have a wedding in June, so I'm trying to get down to so I can fit into a white button-up shirt.
Do you fluctuate in weight like I do? But I fluctuate way more. Like, it's obvious when I fluctuate.
Yeah, I'll tell people I'm like 260 pounds, and they're like, "What?" And I'm like, "Yep, I am." And they're like, "You're short though."
Yeah, Jackie, I've seen you put on 40 pounds. How's everything going? I didn't know where to transition.
Yeah, I'm doing great. My heart isn't.
I tried to keep a straight face when I said it. I couldn't.
That's pretty convincing. That's pretty great.
Yeah, I was like intently like, what is this question? Sorry, Carl, I'm not a very good yes ender.
No, it's good.
She's wearing my shirt. That's why it's so big.
I got to go to the doctor for the first time in like 3 years on Monday, and I'm like not looking forward to it. I'm just not.
Ooh, I've been delaying.
Do you think that you've been what? What'd you say?
I've been delaying my physical too.
Well, you're probably fine. You're still young. I'm at the age now where I'm just like worried about dudes get a bad rap because it's so funny that people think dudes don't want to go to the doctor because they're dudes. No, we're all so scared.
I don't want to be confirmed. Like, I don't want the professional to confirm all of my suspicions.
I know, dude. I know. have you two ever thought about getting a dog? We were just talking about your neighbor's dog for a second.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's Garrett's favorite.
Yeah, I love her. We can't have a dog at our apartment, but cats are fine.
Why are they? It's, do you know 50% of people have dogs? Why are we limiting you? Like, you're cutting off so many people. Half of them are just not even going to want to apply for the apartment. You know what I mean? So it's not good business.
Especially like knowing that people who are renting are millennials. And like, have you guys read the news? Have you heard one of the things that they tease like millennials about, that like, we don't have children, we only like to have dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, guys, and we can't own homes. So I'm like, you're shooting yourself in the foot.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. Go ahead.
I just don't understand why one is fine and the other isn't. I'm like, I can't figure it out. Is it because dogs eat doors and then cats just destroy your furniture? But it's like we pay a security deposit and the doors basically don't close. So I don't know what the security is.
Also, the other thing is too, is like there might be people that have two or three dogs. You will have people with seven cats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no limit, right?
The people that lived here before us had three. Because there's three distinct places in the house where it smells like cat piss on a hot day.
That's the thing too. Kitty litter and like the litter box. That wouldn't that be kind of worse than having a dog? Like just that smell just sticking around,
dude. Mm-hmm. Just because you have a litter box doesn't mean that the cat will piss and shit in it. I mean, clearly because the people that lived here, it went right into the hardwood floors. We got to put chunks of coal out.
Go ahead.
It's like the previous tenants like got in the crawl space and then summoned the cats over. They're like, hey guys, this is where you piss to ruin Jackie's life.
At my job, I don't have a choice sometimes. If I'm in the middle of nowhere, I have to piss in a bottle. I just have to do it. Mm-hmm. And it would be like me taking that home. And just putting the bottle, that's like having a cat, just putting the bottles on the counter and just be like, whatever.
At least there'd be a hint of Mountain Dew with your piss. This is just ammonia that can kill pregnant women's babies. That's a thing that cat litter does.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. The pregnant women can't shovel cat litter because the combination of the piss and shit and the litter can kill the baby. So where are conservatives on that? just inducing abortions by taking care of mittens.
Oh my God.
And we're back, baby.
They should have kept a kitty litter while I was while I was just chilling there, you know?
Maybe they did, and that's what's wrong.
I survived.
You're like Charlie from It's Always Sunny. Like, the abortion didn't take.
Which honestly what tracks that was the last time I had the will to live.
Wow. Wow. You guys are breaking up, Peg. I gotta wait for you guys to stop breaking up. Okay, you guys are good. You guys are breaking up. Not like physically breaking up, the relationship is over, but like
our shared Wi-Fi is terrible.
Yeah.
God, stop streaming porn on the side. We're in a meeting.
I have such a big screen. I have to keep it up somehow.
By the way, you don't stream porn. You download it, Jackie.
You know, for girls on the go.
That sounds like a great podcast, actually, Girls on the Go. Oh my God. Before I hopped on here, I was trying to open my beer and with a bottle opener, and I've used a bottle opener one other time in my entire life, and it took me probably a good minute to open this beer with a bottle opener. And then I realized that I'm just not a man, and that do you remember the episode of Friends? Did you guys watch Friends or no?
During the pandemic, we watched the whole thing.
Did you love it?
The first couple seasons I did.
Yeah.
And then it just went to shit.
Okay, we'll get
but
back
I still
to that
enjoyed episode. I still enjoyed watching it. Were they good?
I guess if you go back to it, like it's weird how like do jokes hold up? Do they not hold up? You know, like it does have a campy, if you go back to it, it does have a campy sitcom feel to it now. But I loved it. It was like the only sitcom I ever got into. Yeah. But there's an episode. Do you remember there's an episode where Joey can take a woman's bra off with like just a flick. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I think so.
And I just remember it's the same thing with like the bottle opener. I just remember like seeing when I was first with a woman, I had to ask her to take it off. Do you know what I'm saying? Like there was no.
I was like, I got it.
She calls her parents in the room. Hey, we can't get this.
Mom, It's just God. Lisa Kudrow. She walks out.
So what is, okay, so Jackie loved Friends. What did you not like about it, Garrett?
I think it got mean spirited, like as it went on. I don't know if they had like a writer change or something, but there was just something like off about the writing of the show. That's what did it for me.
I think mean spirited was like cool in the 90s and early 2000s though.
Yeah, I think late 90s, early 2000s for sure.
Yeah, like I don't agree with, you know, like the, I mean, even if you go back to 2007, like 30 Rock, like Tina Fey has an affinity for fat jokes, like fat shaming. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's just like I don't agree with it. But at the same time, I'm like, that was the, I don't know how to like put it into words.
It's also funny that people can, and I'm not saying you, Garrett, but because I don't think you found it offensive, maybe just outdated, but it's funny how like we can find things offensive in like a sitcom. Like that joke was kind of mean, but you know, you could murder people on a show and it's not a big deal. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, that's just always in fashion. Murder.
It is really in fashion. Really.
I mean, like, people love true crime documentaries.
They do.
Like sometimes like you see like those jokes like being made, right? And like they're so bad. Mm-hmm. Like you can't help but laugh. You're like, wow, that was it, you guys. Like that's always my reaction to it. And like I don't like when I watch sitcoms like that, like especially like the older ones, like you just expect it to happen. You know, that's, like it's like watching a rated R movie. Like you just know there's gonna be.
Yes. You know you're a comic if you say that's funny first and then act offended. Like
you know you're a comic in 2024.
Yes. Yes. But I won't.
That's the thing. That's the thing with comedy now is I see so many things where it was like it became like out of fashion and then now it's coming back. Like on these like Instagram reels, people are just like throwing the R word around and I'm like, "Oh, so we're doing that again. Okay, that's fun."
People That's are saying fine. Gay too. I'll be yep. honest with you. I think yep. I don't mind gay as like, that's gay. Like that's still kind of, I don't say it, but that's still kind of funny to me. I get why people say it, and I don't think it's like an offensive thing. It's gay means like stupid, really, at this point. When someone says it like that, retard though, retard's a little. I don't know, man. It's a bit. We're pushing it, you know.
I love that I laughed when you said that, and I didn't laugh when you said gay.
Yeah, well, because you're in the closet.
Yeah. No, the closet's back there
with Jackie doing this podcast with me.
I'm his drag mom.
Yeah. You say drag mom?
Yeah, it's like the, you know, like a drag community, like there's a drag queen and then like she takes a junior drag queen under her wing and then like she's a drag mom.
I don't believe in drag queens. I'm a Republican.
That's why your audience is filled.
That's what I fight for.
Carl has two posters behind him, and to the right is another one that says "Where we go, one we go all." Always conveniently out of frame.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I would love to watch. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I just wanted to go back to Friends for 1 second because there was a joke in Friends where Monica was shown a video of how fat she was. Like she was really big, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. she goes, the camera adds 10 pounds. And then Matthew Perry goes, how many cameras are actually on you? Which is a great,
that's hilarious.
It's a great joke. But I
love
heard,
Chandler.
So do I miss him. Not like I know him. Like Matthew Perry was fucking great.
Yeah.
But I heard 10 comics do that joke. Like mm-hmm. 10 comics since I started comedy, I've heard 10 comics do that joke. And I'm like, oh, that's, I mean, and the sitcom's old as shit at this point. So it's very strange. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been done. Like so many people are just doing jokes that I'm like, I've heard that. Like the Jimmy Carr, we're just going to throw people under the bus on this pod. Jimmy Carr has a new special out and someone shared on Facebook one of the jokes. It's been done a million times about autocorrect, like ducking or whatever it was. Mm. Been done. That's in the new special. And then I saw like on Netflix today, the trailer, like it started. And I'm like, his opening joke for the trailer has been done to death. And I'm like, oh my God.
That bums me out.
Jesus, man.
Let's fire off some quick, like you already said, autocorrect. That's one. Premises that are worn out, that once you hear, like whenever I hear autocorrect, I zone out. Or whenever I hear, I've said this before, online dating. You could talk about dating online, but I don't like the phrase online dating, because I've said this 100 times. Online dating now is just dating.
Just dating. Mm-hmm. Actually, that would be an original joke if you talked about that. That's what I'm doing now, is like picking apart what people say because they're hacky, and you add like a new angle to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've been doing, because I'm coming from the angle of like, I think we should stop talking to crowds, because I think more people got COVID than they're willing to admit, and I think they all have brain fog because they can't answer a normal question.
Right.
Where it's like, what's your name? Nate. Awesome. What do you do for a living? Honey, what do I, her, I do her for a living. And that's every clip we see.
The problem with crowd work too, is you're a little dependent on the person you're talking to.
Yeah.
Because if the person you're talking to is just bad at talking, it's not going to make for like good crowd work.
And everyone is now. And that's what the crowd work clips have become. So it's not like, oh, I'm having a really good, funny conversation with this person. It's like, look how dumb this person is that paid money to see the show, you know? And obviously, you know, like Phil Hanley is fantastic at crowd work. I don't know if you've seen his clips.
Yes, I have. There's guys, Jeffrey Curry's one. There's guys that I think are just so good at it and bring it to another level that other people shouldn't even fucking touch it. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Just stick to jokes. Like, I'm not going to try to do, if I did crowd work and then Jeff had to follow me and he did crowd work, I would look stupid. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm not even going to, you can try. As long as my crowd work, as long as I'm okay reacting to somebody in the crowd, like I've seen you do that in clips and live even, that's fine enough. I don't need to like go into, I'll do that with my buddies off stage. You know what I'm saying?
Here's what I say. If you have an actual real moment from the show, great. But if you have an instance where you like try to go into the crowd and like create a false fake moment and then put that online, it's so phony. And I think people are catching on that this is, you know, phony. Smart people, at least.
Everything comes back full circle, right? I think eventually we're just going to go back to jokes, right?
Hopefully.
I know. I hope so. Someone told me, Jack, I'm going to go to you in a second, but someone told me that they think eventually, I forgot who this was, that comedy will only be crowd work. And I was like, if that's the case, I'll fucking stop doing comedy in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a comic with a lab coat on. Like, I want to see what you're working on. I want to see what it's not right now, what it's going to be later. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to see you talk to someone off, you know, that unless it's absolutely brilliant, which again is very few and far between. Like Phil Hanley, Jeff Arcuri, Sam Morril, you know, there's like,
Sam's is good.
There's not a ton of them, you know, unless it's brilliant. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see half-assed crowd work. Jackie, your thoughts.
Matt Reif is great.
Oh man. Oh, that would be hard.
I was just gonna ask, like, what you guys do for a living.
I do her for a living.
Yeah, you do. She hangs her head in shame. But did you expound on your thoughts about crowd work? Do you not?
Oh god, no, I just don't like it. Nope. I feel like it's so inconsistent with like being the funny one or like lively one in group conversations that I'm like, I already know that I am not going to be great at crowd work.
Right, right.
But I'm very good at like if the crowd feels like a hang, if my, you know, opening jokes were able to like make it feel as though the crowd is like inching closer to me.
Yeah.
Like then I'm like more comfortable being more like hyper aware of like my surroundings and actually just, you know, like pointing out funny things or like breaking the fourth wall from telling jokes. But for the most part, I'm always, I want to work on this joke.
I love, that's what I love. It, doing crowd work also kind of breaks the golden rule of you shut the fuck up, I talk.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I see that so frequently. Because like the comic, the headliner is a TikTok comic, and then we'll talk to the crowd, and then is blown away by the fact that people like keep talking to them. I'm like, you started it, you fucking idiot. Mm-hmm. You started this. That happens so free, like almost every weekend that those people come in.
See, that's what I want to say. You're in the club every weekend. For people that don't know, Garrett Elzing is the house MC of Grins. Dr. Grins of Grand Rapids. So you get to see it way more than I do. When I'm not doing the same club every weekend like you are. I'm bouncing around. I don't really see it. It doesn't happen often for me, but you're saying in a club setting, it happens a lot.
Yeah. The, when we have those like TikTok comics or like people will set up their cameras and try to like film every set so they can have like create that false moment.
And it's not just, organic. They just force
it's
it.
Not organic. Uh-huh. And it's like, it's so annoying. And I'm like, dude, like why would you spend time on a fad? Like that's, and it's just like, oh, it's not about the creative process. It's about the money. It's about the, how can I get to the next level quickly?
And it's what happens when it goes out of style.
Exactly. You're stranded.
You know what will never go out of style? That's why I hated when this person said this crowd work. Eventually all comedy will just be crowd work. You know, it's never going to go out of style. Writing.
Jokes.
Writing. Yeah. Writing's never going to, you're not going to watch a movie and they're like, did they fucking improv this entire thing? Like it's going to be all writing will always be around. And that obviously for joke writing too.
So we saw that with Judd Apatow movies because 40-Year-Old Virgin came out, Knocked Up came out. And then everyone's like, oh, we can just improvise movies. And then all of those movies sucked. And then the ones that were good were like Forgetting Sarah Marshall, where there was an actual plot and then they improvised mm-hmm. around it because that's
they're still aligned.
Were. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, that's of course what it's gonna supposed to be. But then people would just improvise movies and they were shit. And then that went mm-hmm. away. And then we went back to writing. So, you know, comedy is hopefully the same thing.
Did you know, I'm going to let you guys go on a few. Did you know the 40-year-old version is 20 years old? Now, 2004, right? Didn't it come out 2004?
What?
No.
I'm pretty sure. Let me Google this. I think
no,
it's
you're right.
So now
you're
it's right. The 60-year-old version. Am I right, guys? Huh?
No, he fucked at the end of that movie.
That's true. He
remember
did.
Remember they had that number? What was the song? Age of Aquarius?
Age of Aquarius.
I'm checking this out, right? 2005, so close to almost 20 years. Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
I remember watching that movie like, man, I really see myself in this guy.
Oh, no.
The bags of sand, remember that line? Oh, so like bags of sand. And like, what?
I say that to myself when I say something embarrassing and I'm like, I have to live with the memory now. I'm yeah. like, bags of sand.
You know what makes me sad is now that I just said that, all these female, like the, because I would say mostly female, a lot of newer female comics coming up, like in their mid-20s, or just new comics in general, I guess. So they would be like, I'm thinking of friends of mine now. Like my female comic friends would be like 5 or 6 when that movie came out. Holy mm-hmm. shit, dude. That's a fucking classic to them. If I was like, watch 40-Year-Old Virgin, they're like, what? That's like fucking The Magnificent Seven for my dad. If I had it. If I had a dad.
Which is funny because I've seen both yeah. movies, so I could be your dad.
Yeah, more like The Magnificent One. Thank you, Mom. So
I want to see a prequel called The Magnificent Zero. There we go. And
why
that's about your dad.
Carl, I pictured like little you with like both of your hands on your waist, like more like attitude. The Magnificent One. Thanks, Mom.
I'll let you guys go on this. I want to ask you both. I'll start with Jackie. Something that you're enjoying right now, Jackie. Something that takes your mind off things.
Ooh,
podcast, music, movie. What?
Music. I'm listening to a lot of Vampire Weekend and Nas.
Wow, what a weird combo.
Yeah, I go through like obsessions. So like these were like past like obsessions too. I just cycle through the same artist.
I love that. Nostalgia.
But yeah. Yes.
Vampire Weekend, aren't they from like early 2000s? Isn't that when they kind of blew up, right? Am I right or no?
Like late 2000s, 2008. Yep.
Are they like Are they kind of like the Killers in a way, like 80s synthy kind of?
No, my friend Logan describes them as twee, but they don't sound like that anymore.
It describes them as what?
Twee.
Like, what is that?
Like hipster, like Zooey Deschanel, like esque.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense.
I guess you could say like they're a younger brother of the Killers.
Okay. I'm going to listen. I like it. That's a good, I love the Killers.
I think knowing you, I think you'd really like them. But like, okay. I really came around. Jackie has introduced me to a ton of music, and I'm a Swiftie now. I love Beyonce. Hell yeah. it's just great, like expanding. That's why when I scroll through Facebook, I'm just like, just a bunch of losers shitting on things that I like. Get out of here.
What are you doing, Garrett? Like, what art? What kind of art are you? I'll tell you mine real quick. I'm watching Shogun right now, and I absolutely love it.
I've heard it's great.
I feel so dumb though, because what I have to do is I watch it and then I watch the recap of it, like someone explaining it, because there's a lot of historical narrative that's a lot of it's true that they just don't explain. Book, right? They just don't explain. Mm-hmm. So you have to just know. Yeah, it's a book. It was a book and a TV show back in the day, but it was like a book from 60s. Maybe it's an old book. Maybe,
yeah,
I think maybe it could be. But it's like it's described as like Japanese Game of Thrones. That's kind of what they're saying.
Yeah. You should watch Warrior.
Warrior? What is that, a show or a movie?
I'll text you about it.
Okay, please do.
It's a TV show.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been editing a movie.
Editing a movie? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's friends of mine. He won't listen to this, but a friend of mine, he is a director, and he used to direct like short films we'd all be in, and I'm finishing up one of his that we recorded and like shot in like 2016, 2017. So I've been, you know, putting all that footage together, filming some stuff and editing. So that's what's been centering me lately. I'm trying to find music for a certain scene right now. So
that's awesome, dude. And that's like your day job. Like that's what you're doing right now, isn't it? Basically just editing.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
I feel like I'm a really bad client because you do one or two for me a year, and then I go, yeah, I'm gonna, you know, I'll email you one next week, and then I get back to you 6 months later.
That's okay. I mean, whatever.
I'm the same type of client too.
It's fine. I still have one of her don't tells, and she's like, I don't want to put clips out, and I'm like, all right, well, let me know when you want to. I'll get it together.
Why don't you want it? We'll go back to you in a minute, Gary. Why don't you want to put clips out, Jackie?
I don't think I have enough material yet. Like all of my good clips are like still this, like, yeah, I just don't have enough material to like put out all of
to feel like you waste it when you put it out.
Yeah. I don't know.
Jackie, you're not famous. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to matter. You know what I mean?
True. But
you're not going to be walking down the street and someone's like, that's fucking that chick that did that joke. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to happen.
True. But I don't know. I also don't like putting out my stand-up.
Garrett is going broke right now, and I think you need to give him money. So
I won't charge you. I'm finally doing okay now. So
I love that you're doing that, Garrett, because you're really good at it. You really are.
Thanks, man.
And it's probably rewarding to do something creative for money, right? Besides comedy.
Yeah, it's nice. It's also nice to like have your own personal touch on it, because like I see some and I'm like, this is terribly done. Like people like a thousand cuts and then like, you know, the zooms. And then I'm like, dude, just it's a simple pan and scan. It's a simple thing to do. I don't know. It's just, you know, and then captions like they don't stay on the screen long enough for you to read it.
Before I let you go, I'm going to pat my own back real quick. I remember when you were on for the first time, Garrett, you listened to the episode and then you messaged you. We talked about something that we took out in the middle and we just completely cut it out. And you messaged me and this meant a lot because I know you're good at editing. You're like, dude, that was brutal. Like, I couldn't even tell. And I was like, ah, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
The nice thing is all these times I'm glitching in this episode, that's going to get cut out. So yeah, one's going to know.
There are times where you can't help it and it just doesn't fit together. And it does just something. Obviously, you know, this, the trick is to make it where it doesn't sound edited, but there are some moments you can't help it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I appreciate you both doing this. It's always good to see your face, Jackie, Garrett, sometimes.
just when I've lost weight. I'm doing okay right now.
You should have just lied to me, and then that would have motivated you to lose weight before I saw you again. You know what I'm saying?
You look better than that picture from 2018.
And then the next time you see him, he's taller.
I love you guys. Thank you for doing this so much. And
love you too, bud. Thank
we
you.
We love you too.
It'll go up Friday, and I'll give you all the tags. And I'm going to come over. I keep saying this. I say this all the time. Garrett knows I say this all the time. I'm going to come to Grand Rapids for a weekend and just hang because I miss you guys.
I miss you too.
Wow. Well, you're doing Royal Oak.
Yeah, I'm in Mark Ridley's.
You crashed on my place?
Only if you want me to.
I told you you're more than welcome. You know,
thanks, man. Yeah, absolutely. I wish they'd, you know, put up features or headline me. But, you know, until then, I get to see you and Quinn. Yeah.
All right. Love you guys. We'll talk soon. All right.
Love you too.
All right, buddy.